Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's talk all things football with our good buddy Jason Longshore Longshoe on the Twitter, on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta United analyst. Jason, before we dive into United, Joe Patrick was telling me a little earlier in the show that there was a serious attendance problem going on with a big international match here in the A. What do you know about that?
Yeah, the match today, Chelsea and LAFC, 3 o'clock kick on a Monday afternoon with it about 90 degrees outside. Not always ideal in terms of getting folks down to downtown Atlanta. I think 22,000 plus was the attendance number. Look, I think when we talk about the Club World Cup, there's a lot of storylines that are out there that are real, and there's a lot of storylines that are out there that are going to be crafted. This is a brand new tournament, so like expectations are all over the place. You've seen 60,000 people in Miami for a match on Saturday night involving Inter Miami, but also involving a huge turnout of fans from the Egyptian club Al Ahly. You saw 80,000 plus at the Rose Bowl yesterday for PSG and Atletico Madrid, and you've seen some games that have been lower numbers. I think when you look at this game, LAFC, you're talking about a five-hour flight. The fans that turned up were great, and they made noise throughout the match. But a Monday match for folks making the trip from Los Angeles, not easy. And Chelsea has been here three times in the last couple of years. And I think if there's anything we've learned out of this that is your takeaway, I know there's going to be people who are going to craft a narrative about Atlanta as a soccer city, which we know is not true, or about the tournament, which also 80,000 people in the Rose Bowl kind of speaks for itself. I think if anything we've learned is that Chelsea might not be quite as big of a draw in this region or in the United States as maybe they would like to be. And it's something that the club really wants to change with Todd Boehly in charge. Guy spent a ton of money on this team. Big reason why is he wants this club to be one of the biggest in the United States. And the attendance today shows that maybe they're not quite all the way there yet. But I think we do this about soccer, and, you know, look, I'm going to be biased here, and you know this. I'm a little passionate about the sport. I think we do this attendance game about soccer, and we don't do it about other sports in the same way. And it's past the point of it being valid and accurate at this stage. You know, do we go nuts when a Falcons midseason game, when the team's not playing well, doesn't have a strong number? It gets talked about, but it doesn't mean that the Falcons aren't a draw in this city. We know better than that. Same with the Braves. Same with the Hawks. Same with other sports in other cities. It's part of the process of growing a new competition, but it's also just part of the reality of a game at 3 o'clock that's maybe for more of the international TV audience than for the attendance being a large number here in Atlanta. So I don't know. It's a soccer thing where I think the game gets judged and narratives get crafted way too much about attendance when we don't do that about other sports at this stage. And I think soccer's past that. We've shown it with the attendances that have been there, that if we're going to talk attendances, you have to give credit when it's good and not try to downplay it. And also, look, there's a lot of reality to the situation. I think Chelsea needs to be a bigger draw and maybe not a 3 o'clock game on a Monday to get the biggest crowd.
If somebody were to say to you that they feel like international soccer, much like the NFL trying to become more of a global international sport, as much as soccer obviously already is, it's the number one sport in the world. But if somebody said to you, Jason, I think they might be getting a little greedy, what would your response?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Club World Cup is different, and there are people who are going down the greedy route with it. But a World Cup is a whole different conversation. If you have a game at 3 o'clock midweek for the World Cup, we're talking like the Olympics. But are there going to be games that draw more or less depending on who's in it and the time frame? Yeah. I mean, there were events in the Olympics, go back to 1996, go back to any Olympics, where some events draw less than others. Some games are going to draw less than others. I think in terms of being greedy in terms of the international game, FIFA is trying to grow something here with the Club World Cup that hasn't been done to this stage. And I really enjoy the positives that we're seeing out of this. A game like what's going on right now with Esperance from Tunisia against Flamengo of Brazil, two completely different styles. And looks like a pretty good crowd in Philadelphia just at a glance. I saw folks walking down the street in Inman Park wearing Esperance jerseys just a little while ago. That's really cool. Like, this is new. This is different. It's going to take time to grow. I like that they're taking the chance on this tournament because I think there's far more positives than negatives in it. Now, if you want to get into a conversation about friendlies and cash grabs in that regard, on the friendly side of things, I can absolutely go down that road with you and agree with you. In a competition to determine a world champion at the club level, it's different to me. And I think this tournament, I'd much rather go to this than a friendly in the summer. That's just me.
Do you think how well or underperforming Atlanta United is come World Cup time, you just made me think about this, will impact one iota of attendance for the World Cup?
At the World Cup, no. Could it have had some form of an impact on this tournament? Maybe. I think the World Cup, you know, you have to see who the draw is going to be, and that's going to factor into how the games draw here in Atlanta. I mean, look at the game that just ended a little while ago with Argentina in Miami, Boca Juniors. Brilliant playing Benfica from Portugal, and the Boca fans were amazing. Like, go see the videos on social media. They were in huge numbers on the beach yesterday and making noise in the stadium. There's certain teams that we're going to draw regardless. You're going to get some first-time teams. Jordan and Uzbekistan have already qualified for the first time for the World Cup next summer. Their fans are going to turn out because they've never had the chance to. I think the World Cup is much more attendance proof in terms of that. Is there going to be the potential of a Uzbekistan versus, I don't know, Denmark game that doesn't draw as well as an England-Brazil game would? Absolutely. But it's still going to be a huge number because it's the World Cup and it's every 4 years and it's the biggest sporting event in the world.
All right. We've avoided this long enough. what does Atlanta United do over the next couple of days here with another little mini buy here to rebound from what happened in New York?
I appreciate you asking many questions outside of Atlanta United to start things, because that was not a fun night last Thursday at Yankee Stadium. It's never fun to call a soccer game from Yankee Stadium because it's just not ideal. It's not a great setup. Can't wait for NYC to get their new stadium built and things to be much better for the game. Right now, Atlanta United's on a break, and they need to be. This is a team that it was extremely frustrating how the game got away from them. And I've talked about it. I feel like a lot of – I did three games last week that I either talked about on Atlanta Soccer Tonight last Tuesday with the U.S. Men's National Team, or called Atlanta United and Georgia Impact last night in the WPSL. I had 3 4-0 games in the same week, which has never happened to me in my life. And it was, they all had similarities where when the game gets to 2-0, I use a boxing analogy a lot in these types of situations. You know, you get rocked and you're either holding onto the ropes to stay up or you hold on to your opponent to get your bearings back, to get your legs underneath you. At 2-0, that's, you got rocked. And you've got to hold on so the game doesn't get away from you in those moments. And Atlanta United did not do that. They conceded 2 more goals in quick succession. That can't happen. That's not what should happen with a professional team. You know, it goes back to our conversations about confidence and where this team is confidence-wise right now, and it's not where it should be. And I think you see that in the way that the play happens sometimes. They played very good up until the first goal, where it's a mistake from Brooks Lennon, an ill-advised pass, and you're in trouble at that stage. Up to that point, you could have had a penalty. I would say should have had a penalty. You had a goal called back for a very narrow offside decision. The game's completely different if you score when you have the momentum. And if there's anything that has been a common thread with this team this season, there were two that absolutely were magnified in this game. One is not taking advantage when you have momentum and you're playing well, not scoring the goals in those moments to take control of games. And two, making completely inexplicable defensive mistakes, whether it's a turnover or it's just a mistake defensively. They've made too many of those, and more importantly, when they have played well, they haven't gotten the reward for it with a goal. And when you're not a very confident team and you're playing well and you don't score, that confidence gets zapped. And I think you saw that after they conceded.
We know we've talked about lineup changes, minutes. We've talked about off-field activities. Is there any button left to push for Ronny Dalla?
I think he hit one pretty hard on Thursday night after the game. It was one of the more, I don't want to say uncomfortable in terms of like he made me uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable really me feeling for him in the post-game in the room at Yankee Stadium, because I don't know what else he can do at this point, and it shouldn't be on him, because when that game turns to 2-0, he doesn't have to tell people how to handle it. He doesn't have to tell people what to do in that moment. You defend. You keep it smart. You don't concede. You get behind the ball and you don't give up the third goal, because the third goal ends it. The second goal is hard enough to come back from. Third goal, forget it. Game over. You can't give up the third goal before the 60th minute. You definitely can't give up the fourth. And they did. And, you know, players don't need the coach to tell them that. I really feel for Ronny Dalla, because I feel like he's been let down by some of these performances. And it's not about tactics. It's not about lineup choices. It's not about whether Miguel Almiron's playing the 10. It's not about those things. This team has played well to score more goals, and they haven't converted. and they have made too many mistakes that have cost them points. And those are things that are outside of the coach's control, in my opinion. I don't know what else he can do.
All right, Jason. Hopefully next time we speak, we're gearing up for another dub. I know they're off until looks like the 25th at Columbus, so we'll have that to break down in a couple of weeks, and we'll keep an eye on the international scene as well. Appreciate you as always.
Yeah, anytime.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.